T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Tim Temple, the Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Tim, welcome to the show. Tim, are you there?
Yeah, Newell, can you hear me now?
Commissioner? Yes, sir. Sure can. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for, thanks for letting me jump on late. I apologize, but I'm glad I was able to make it.
Not at all. It's our pleasure. Commissioner, I know that you want to talk about the open enrollment period that started Wednesday, October 15th, relative to Medicare. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, you know, every year, we go through this process where you have to re-enroll for Medicare. And at the Department of Insurance, you know, this is a very busy time for us. We have a lot of people that call in asking questions with regards to the specific coverages that they need to enroll in. And I always encourage to call the department at 1-800-259-5300. Our folks are very well versed and able to help you answer any questions. Certainly, there's a lot of, uncertainty with the government being shut down and, what that may do with regards to, pricing, premium prices with the subsidies with the Affordable Care Act. And, but also, unfortunately, we don't have any information and to tell people what to expect right now.
So those expire at the end of December. Right. And there's a lot of chatter about, I don't know who's right, the D's or the R's. And obviously they're trying to negotiate as to what the extent of these subsidies are going to be. These were put in place during the pandemic for the purposes of making sure that people were even more insured, quite frankly, because of the challenges of the pandemic. Correct.
Yeah. I mean, that's my take of it as well. And, whether the government should continue or not on that, I mean, that's, for the feds to, for those to debate at the federal level. But it certainly will have an impact, if they do not extend the subsidies. And again, we're at the point now where this is coming up January 1st for those new policies. So those new rates that people would have to be paying. So, we'll just keep monitoring, and if something changes, we'll implement it as quickly as we can on our end.
Yeah. And then to make matters worse, Commissioner, I had Rhonda Reap Curiel on the show yesterday, the president of the Louisiana Realtors Association, and she's talking about all of the difficulties in getting homes through the closing process because of the federal shutdown and the inability to put in place the NFIP, the flood insurance policies in order to accomplish same. I'm sure you're hearing complaints. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I think as we all know that when Congress shut down on the 30th, they did not reauthorize the NFIP. This would have been the 34th temporary or short-term reauthorization of that program, which highlights there's a bigger problem there. I think it's important for those, for your listeners that have an in-force policy right now, that will remain in force until it expires. So NFIP, they cannot issue any new policies today. They are not issuing any renewal notices. There are some folks that you may have received your renewal notice prior to September 30th with the government shutdown. If you have that renewal notice, I would encourage you to write the check, pay the premium, send it in. There's a 30-day grace period you have with that. Send that in. And FEMA last year issued a letter that said that during a situation just like this, that if you pay your premium, your renewal premium, if you've got that notice, then they will honor that as a renewed policy. So, but it does impact closings. You're right. I mean, it's somewhere around 1,500 closings, and that's a nationwide figure, policies per day that need a flood policy, closings that need a flood policy. Louisiana has a pretty high percentage of that, so it is certainly a bigger impact in our state than others.
Have you been in communication with our Louisiana leadership in Congress, and are they providing any insight as to how much longer is this going to go on, or what their thoughts are?
Well, look, you know, I've not spoken to any of the federal delegation members of late, but I mean, we know that they are working on that. I mean, this is just like you. I mean, we kind of see where the battle lines have been drawn with regards to reopening the federal government. And, you know, that's something, again, that has to play out at the federal level. But, you know, from our standpoint, there are companies that do offer private flood. That doesn't mean they write everywhere, but there are companies out there, and I anticipate that they'll start writing more policies during this period when the NFIP can't issue, you know, new or renewal policies. So, you know, if you are in need of one, if you're trying to close on a home, or if you've had a policy that has expired and you need a new flood policy, reach out to your agent, ask them if they have access to some of these flood writing companies. If not, you can call the Department of Insurance, and we can provide information on the companies that are writing private flood and give you some contact information.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
We're visiting with Tim Temple, the Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. Tim, I know that, you know, there are associations of insurance commissioners. You mentioned how often we get, you know, hung up in these continuing resolutions. Is there any way that we can, like, take this NFIP so it wouldn't be impacted by this, what I would call as these silly games that are being played in Congress? I mean, these have such real life implications for folks. When these real estate deals fall out, you know, especially if you have like contingency contracts and stuff, I mean, this really can hurt and kill people financially.
Yeah, well, look, I think it is, as I mentioned, it highlights the bigger issue is that the NFIP, I mean, there's a reason that they only do these temporary extensions for funding, because they have not addressed the bigger issue of availability and affordability through the NFIP. It runs a deficit. They have to go back and borrow money constantly from the U.S. Treasury, which is us, the taxpayers. I was in Washington on September 30th. And we were actually, I was part of a group of 10 commissioners from around the country that were invited to go speak with the FEMA Review Council specifically to talk about the NFIP and what could be done. You know, whether that's just doing away with the NFIP and just only having private flood, which I don't think is the long-term solution or any, not even a short-term solution for that. Or some type of hybrid, creating a reinsurance program for flood. I mean, we were trying to at least start the dialogue of how do we come up with a long-term solution to this. Just these temporary reauthorizations does not address the fundamental issues with this program. And like I said before, Newell, you know, private flood can play a role in that, but in Louisiana, you know, we are, we're a coastal state. We have a lot of our citizens live within proximity to the Gulf, which means when we have hurricanes, we have flood events associated with that. So we depend upon the NFIP. We depend upon the affordability of the NFIP for a lot of our citizens, a lot of our folks that live and work, that support the oil and gas industry, that support the fin fish, the oyster harvesters, the shrimpers. I mean, you know, you've heard me say, we have a working coast. We've got to make sure that we've got some type of market that is affordable for those men and women that live and work in coastal Louisiana in these higher risk areas for flood, that have an affordable product. And we're having the conversations. Unfortunately, you know, these things take way longer than any of us like, but the fact that we were invited to the table to be part of that conversation to create a solution is a good sign that they're looking for a more permanent long-term solution.
Let's pivot to homeowners to get an update there. Commissioner, I will tell you that I have had numerous dozens of conversations with folks that have actually seen significant premium decreases in their renewals this year, which is music to a lot of people's ears.
Yeah, look, we are starting to see the fruits of the labor that was started last year during the 2024 legislative session, which focused on property reform. Just recently we had, I issued a press release that highlighted that one particular company here, Farm Bureau, this is going to the auto, but there's a homeowners component to it that I'm going to get to. But, you know, they had asked for, and we approved an 11.8% rate decrease, which is going to affect 80,000 autos. Now, that's a statewide average. So some people will see, you know, some will see more than that. Some will see less than that. But that, depending on your risk. But in addition to that, they also said that they were now writing wind and hail policies across the state, which they previously had not been doing because of the property reform that was passed. So the things that we asked the legislature to support and pass are beginning to work. We are starting to see, you know, when companies start writing in areas that they traditionally haven't, then that's that competition that we talked about. That's in companies know that if you're going to move your business from another company to them, that they've got to have just as good a policy and better premiums. So people are starting to see that. I'm encouraged, and I think we're going to see more of that.
Yeah, I was a beneficiary of reductions in both homeowners as well as auto. So I'm happy.
And you did the wind mitigation survey and got a nice.
And I was just going to get to that. Let's talk about that again. In fact, since the last conversation that you and I had, a lot of people, I get stopped all the time. Tell me about that wind mitigation thing again. I've had people follow up with me and tell me, Newell, thank the commissioner. Thank you for bringing it up. Because, you know, I saved $3,000. I saved $2,700. I saved $1,200. I mean, it's all over the map, but it doesn't matter because it's all reductions.
That's right. And look, the wind mitigation survey is one where, you can go, you go to the LDI website. We have a link where that you can search for a wind mitigation survey company or person. You hire them. I think it's around $300. They come out and they look at your home. They look at the construction of your home and how it was built and put together and the building codes that your home was built to. And a lot of properties in Louisiana, you know, Louisiana has some of the most current building codes in the country. And we as homeowners benefit from that because insurance companies will give us more discounts on our property because of these better building codes. And so that, the way to confirm that, get a wind mitigation survey. They come out, they document what you have, and you know, you take that, you give it to your insurance agent, and your company will apply those that survey to your, you know, to the discounts they have on your policy, and you'll get a reduced premium.
Commissioner, does it work the same way like with fortified roofs? I know that, you know, having more documented fortified roofs, because homeowners' policies are actually community rated, not experience rated. Does that help with when you have documented wind mitigation surveys as well? Do you know?
As far as like in a cluster? The more, you know, I don't know that that's taken into account to the, because the wind mitigation survey is specific to your home. With regards to the fortified roofs, there is a component, we've talked about it on your show before, where you as an individual benefit by having a fortified roof due with a discount applied to your premium. But there is a bigger impact on the community as more homes, more properties in the geographic footprint get fortified roofs that will eventually lower the overall exposure, the amount of damage that community will have. So yes, there's a component there. I don't think it applies the way that we're talking about with regards to wind mitigation surveys.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if we could get it too, because I mean, you are documenting, as you said, a certain level of construction that provides some comfort to the insurance providers, right?
It does, and again, I think, but that's, you know, the building codes probably help capture some of that. But you did mention, you know, the community rating system, the CRS, and recently, and I'm sure you're aware that, you know, Jefferson Parish received a better score. I think they're one of 11 in the country that now have, I think the rating is 5. But what that means is, through the flood program, and this is kind of where it gets a little, I guess I would be upset a little bit about it if I had a property there that I was trying to renew, but you get a bigger discount on your NFIP because of this, the CRS, but having a better rating. Unfortunately, they're not writing new policies now, so the new policy, you know, a policy wouldn't be able to benefit from that. I think it's up to 35% reduction in premium. Once they start writing new policies and renewing policies, then those that discount should become applicable. But community rating system is one where they do look at kind of the overall impact of floodwaters. You know, do some communities do better jobs of cleaning out their ditches and their drains, building retention ponds and that type of stuff. And so that's one thing we're having conversations with some of the parish leaderships about. What can they do to help improve their CRS? Because everybody in that community benefits when they do mitigation efforts.
And because I like to make this educational, Commissioner, and we're visiting with Tim Temple, the insurance commissioner of the state of Louisiana, Commissioner, is that on the auto side, the rating is experience rating. So it's your individual experience as a driver for the most part, right? In the development of the premium levels for those policies.
Yes, for the most part. There's a lot of factors that go into it, but it is individual, you know, the type of car you drive, the value of the car you drive.
Right.
And then it gets into, you know, your age and, you know, your sex and where you live geographically and other factors like that.
Yeah. It's a very complex issue, right? And folks struggle with trying to figure this all out.
It is very complex, but look, I understand as a consumer, I mean, you know, the consumers are focused on affordability. At the bottom line, I need to have auto insurance. I need to have homeowners insurance to cover my asset. You know, they just want to make sure they've got the basics of that covered, but it's got to be affordable. And I mean, that's what we're doing. That's what we're working with the legislature constantly to figure out what we can improve from the legal environment, you know, the laws we have on the books, the regulatory environment, the ease of doing business in the state of Louisiana to help bring more companies here. I mean, we want to be a good place for companies to come do business because as a consumer, I benefit when I've got a lot of companies that want to fight for my business. You know, the state of Louisiana, we do a lot of things to attract manufacturing and oil and gas and, you know, all these other businesses that provide jobs. You know, we want that, but we also want to make sure we're doing what we can to attract insurance companies to do business so that we as consumers have choice.
What are we seeing on the we talk a lot about individual homeowners. What are we seeing on the commercial side relative to insurance for commercial properties?
Yeah, look, I'm getting, you know, it's anecdotal, but I'm also seeing it in the rating that the property writers are filing. We are seeing decreases in the property market. We're seeing more capacity coming back. You know, I hear, you know, like kind of like you, I get stopped a lot, and people are telling me that, hey, you know, my commercial property, I was able to buy more limit for the same amount of premium that expired, which means, you know, that's an overall rate decrease. So it is happening. I mean, we're seeing the same thing in the property, in the commercial property space, like we are in the residential space. So, because those two things are very, you know, what's good for residential property is good for commercial and vice versa.
And, you know, timing is everything because this is really good news. And I think it's exponential in nature because as we struggle with interest rates and the uncertainty there, right? Anytime that you can have some other reduced costs, it makes more pieces of property, whether commercial or just, you know, homes more affordable so that we can continue having this turnover because it has a positive effect on our economy.
It certainly does. And I was reading an article yesterday that was talking about the number of defaults going up on mortgages, you know, and but that's a national trend as well. It is not specific, you know, to Louisiana, but it certainly does have an impact in our state where, you know, as the insurance cost goes up, I mean, that's less dollars people have to spend. Or if you roll your insurance cost into, you know, if you escrow it and make it part of your mortgage, you know, that becomes a bigger number. And I look, I hear it, I understand it. It impacts a lot of families, a lot of budgets. And so that's why, you know, we are doing, I mean, I am letting the industry know. I mean, I'm constantly having conversations and telephone calls and face-to-face meetings with the companies out there saying Louisiana is becoming a better and better place to do business. Come to Louisiana, you know, we want you to be treated fairly, and we want you to treat our customers, you know, our citizens fairly. But the more companies we have coming in, the better it is for us as a consumer. And I mean, at the end of the day, that is the mission, is to bring more companies to help bring premiums down.
No doubt. Final thoughts?
Look, like I said, you know, we're stay vigilant with the hurricane season. We're not out of it yet. So we need to keep, you know, ever vigilant on that. We're going to continue to work with the legislature to bring about more reform. Other states are always improving their systems, and so we need to continue and never let off the gas to make Louisiana a better place to do business to help the consumers.
And for the record, Commissioner, just knocked on wood when you said that we haven't had a storm this season.
So. I do it. I've knocked on wood several times during this conversation.
Yeah, we always kind of think by the time we get to October, this thing is over, but it's not.
You know, it's not. It only takes one storm to wreck us. So we stay vigilant.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us today, and have a great weekend.
Thanks, Noah. Apologies again for jumping on late.
Not a problem at all, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tim Temple, Louisiana Insurance Commissioner. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We will be right back. Stay with us.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.